Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do we have David here? Oh, we do. David Lightman is here. I think I did the weather.
Right,
yeah, I
here.
Did. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
No, oh, I'm all right. Hey, first of all, before we go any further, okay, I've got to give Jim Costa, or Acosta, props. There was a shooting at some chic Mexican restaurant in D.C. yesterday. It was a drive-by, and he actually ran toward the gunfire.
Ugh.
Well, give him credit. You know, he wanted the story.
Yeah. That's what reporters do. Yeah.
Well, and he did, and I just think he deserves credit for that. So
good for him. I had 14th Street in a big, nice area.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And apparently it was some guy in a black Honda just drove by, opened fire, and then took off.
Yeah, this is a week after there was a drive-by outside the baseball stadium.
Yeah, exactly. So, is there a lot of gang stuff in D.C.?
There is, yeah, in and around, particularly out in some of the suburbs, yeah. Remember, this is this area is a magnet for people. I don't want to say a magnet for immigrants, but, you know, for people also, you know, economic classes, and the diversity here is amazing. But yeah, there's all kinds of crime in different ways, put it that way.
Okay. Yeah.
So, David, this whole shenanigans about, you know, the committee for 1-6 and Pelosi kicks a couple off, McCarthy pulls the whole team off the field, and what should the average person driving in their car, listening at home, make of all of it?
Well, I think the view from 30,000 feet here is that why can't this city function? In other words, you know, you had this riot, you had this historic event, right, an insurrection. They went through an impeachment process, and yet they can't even form a committee to look into this thing without all this drama. I mean, that to me, if, again, I'm the person in their car listening to you, that's what I'm thinking. You know, I don't care whose fault it is. Why didn't they do this, you know, January 20th, crying out loud? Just set up a committee and do it. I mean,
actually, if they did it January 20th, they would have had better luck, because people who wanted, who expressed getting to the bottom of it, have now obviously changed their stance on it.
Yeah, very much so, or seen some political fallout one way or the other on it. Yeah, I mean, look, back in the days of Watergate, granted, we were all a lot younger, but I don't remember all this fighting over how to form a committee to investigate what the president's re-election might have done. I mean, three Republicans, four Democrats, and here we are, and this thing, it's just one game after another.
And it was odd, because the people who went up to the White House and informed President Nixon that he didn't have the votes to escape impeachment, you know, it was bipartisan. Barry Goldwater, it was Howard Baker. I'm trying to think of some of the other guys that went up.
Yeah, Goldwater was the key back then, because he was Mr. Conservative, Mr. Republican, the statesman. And actually, for the last 50 years, every time there's some sort of presidential crisis like that, we always say, who's going to fill the Goldwater role? And during the Trump era, you know, we would say, well, who's going to go tell Trump? Who in the Republican Party has the stature?
I don't know.
Yeah, and this has been going on and on.
But just one quick little thing. You know, McCarthy and whoever got kicked off, okay, the panel, or she wouldn't accept him.
No, but McCarthy, he wasn't kicked off. It was Jim
Jordan. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, my mistake. Yeah. But if you look at the other side, you got Adam Schiff. Now tell me that's going to be impartial.
Yeah, well, of course. you know.
And Zoe, what's her name, from California.
From California, yeah. I mean, that's what I say. If you're looking for, you know, who's the villain here, depends on your point of view. I mean, the very fact that Pelosi had veto power over McCarthy's choices tells something, right? No, there's different points of view as to what's going on here. And, you know, the one is that the Democrats, they tried to form an independent commission. I'll give Pelosi credit. She really did. And Republicans voted it down, or most Republicans voted it down.
Okay.
So she went ahead with this, but she's dead set on this thing being under her control, and she's going to have hearings, and she's going to hold Trump accountable, and you're going to be hearing about this right up through the November 22 election, because there's no deadline on this thing.
Oh,
right?
Lord.
Well, you know, speaking of Trump, it's a really interesting thing, because I will just say, in all fairness, it seems that there are things that Jen Psaki does or the White House does that don't get the same heat that if the Trump administration had done. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems there's maybe a little bit of a double standard there.
You know, we're aware of that. And very often we'll say to each other, or editors will say to us, or we'll say to editors, you know, if this had been Trump, would we have treated it? Believe me, we are well aware of that. If you got an example, throw it at me, because, you know,
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, we're very much aware of that. I'll give you a good example here. When Vice President Harris made her comments about immigration, right? Remember, she was in Guatemala, I think.
She said, don't come.
Don't come.
Right. Well, if that had been Mike Pence, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Xenophobic.
Yeah, exactly.
Racist.
So did that blow up the way it might have with Pence? It got covered pretty thoroughly. And then when she went to the border and she visited El Paso instead of the other area,
stuff
right?
Is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I think journalistic scholars will be looking at. But, yeah, we're well aware of that because, as you know, look, I've been in this program for years, and I don't know where you guys stand politically. You don't know where I stand politically. And I want to keep it that way.
Right.
Right? And because that's just, you know, what we do.
Well, yeah. Yeah. David, I have a question about Harris herself, the vice president. I mean, is she a factor at all in D.C.?
Well, vice presidents really are factors. As you know, I mean, even though every president since Carter has tried to boost their role, and Cheney, of course, was very much a policy maker.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know, Biden assigns her these tasks, but it's hard to know because she sort of operates in the shadows, and that's not a criticism. But on issues like voting rights, immigration, where she's supposed to be taking the lead, yeah, she's there, she does the meetings, but Biden is so hands-on at negotiation, and he's got a team that's very much hands-on. So she appears to be filling the sort of traditional role of the vice president, supportive, there when you need her, and so forth. So
I think she's just trying not to screw up too bad so
I know,
she can be in position to be the leading candidate.
Well, that's always the vice president's
challenge. You.
Yeah, always.
By the way, David, let me ask you, will there be a rematch between Dr. Fauci and Dr. Paul?
Well, in Congress or in court?
Anywhere. Who knows?
I don't know, boy.
Maybe in a ring somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
Does Rand Paul have a point? I don't know. I mean, I don't know the credibility of what Rand Paul's trying to get at. Is there any credibility to his?
I don't know. I mean, Paul's a physician. I mean, he's a doctor. He's an ophthalmologist.
But that doesn't mean he can be a virologist, you know?
That's true. But I think what he was playing was he's playing, you said this then, now you're saying this now.
Right.
Like that was it.
Well, but as you know, look, medicine.
Thank you very much.
Right?
Yes.
And what a doctor may have advised you, you know, when your leg first hurt is different from what he or she advises you 6 months later. So.
Absolutely.
Hey, real quick, David, what's the vacation schedule for these folks?
Oh, in this week, then after next week. This hour Friday, they'll be packing up and leaving till September 20th.
Yay!
Senate's supposed to be in through August 7th, but then they come back just before Labor Day. We'll see if the House sticks to that, whatever it is, 7-week recess.
So if one goes to McClatchy, D.C., will there be new content?
Of course.
Okay.
Always. I don't get 7 weeks off.
You don't?
No.
We already got one off. What's wrong with you?
Right.
Yeah, come on. Back off.
For a while, right.
And, you know, next time we got to talk about the economy and inflation, which is showing the effects here.
That's the story. That's what I've written a lot about that recently. I think that, there you go. There's what people care about.
And we just had the story Brian and I. I guess apparently Unilever's raising prices, Procter & Gamble's raising prices.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, at the store, you're seeing it. It's happening.
And then the workers want more higher wages, and here we go again. Nobody sees a return to the 70s in double digits. But
God, I hope not.
No, but what they're seeing is a return to 3, 4, even 5% inflation, which we haven't seen in a long time. There we go again.
Okay. I'm going to start hoarding things. Okay. Hey, David, it's always great to talk to you.
Pleasure. Talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. See
Thanks.
Ya.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.